7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, I don't think that's the correct time. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and I think we all know what's going to happen. That's right. Ding. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, I'm trying to summon some enthusiasm here. Hello. Hello. My name is Tob. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. You knew that. Unless, of course, this is your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, then, of course, welcome. My name is Tob, and I'm the guy pouring the tea right now. Yummy, yummy, yummy. What are we drinking today? This is the first tea I've had all day. Yeah, what is it? Oh, it's so yummy. Well, I'm drinking Chaguanyin again today. When I say again, I mean not because I was yesterday, but I seem to be on this cycle. I seem to drink the green teas, either the Longjing or the other stuff, for a couple of days, and then I drink Chaguanyin for a couple of days, and then I drink Dahongpao for a couple of days, and then I drink Jinjinmei for a couple of days. That's a nice pattern. That's a good pattern to get into. I'm really into this. And in case you're wondering, no, I haven't opened up the Yunding Chaguanyin yet. I'm just drinking the regular standard stuff. And now that I'm looking at my clock, you know, my inaccurate clock, you know the one I'm talking about.
It's 8:24 p.m.
It's messed up. The LCD screen is a little scrooby. When I picked it up originally, the entire last digit was missing. Now it's just the, let's see, did it say 824? Yeah, now it's just the, 825. What if I hit it like this?
It's 8:25 p.m.
No, it's just the rightmost two LCD segments. Now, why is my clock all messed up today? Well, it might be because I left the window open in here, and it went cold. Things got a little bit cold last night, which is kind of good because I slept pretty well. I'm really happy about it. How happy about it am I? Oh, I don't know. Well, I think I might say I'm medium happy about it, but maybe we need to go out and see what's going on. Okay, so let's leave this room. Let's leave the studio / office here. We'll walk into my living room. Oh, the CAT was sleeping on the floor right here, but now she's standing up and walking around. Hi, what are you doing? Oh, now you're gonna smell my feet? Oh, you're rubbing up against me? Okay, oh, you're rubbing up against the golf ball box? Yeah, when I was cleaning the other day, I picked up all the golf balls that were on the floor, and I put them in this little box that's not quite big enough to hold all the golf balls. It would be if I taped the flaps up, but now the cat's rubbing up against the flaps, and balls are falling out. Yeah, look at that. That's where the golf ball goes. Pippa, do you want something? Yeah, since you're not asking... I'm going to escape while I have the chance. So my cat just woke up. That's we'll deal with that in a minute. I need to go outside. So we're going to step into the garage here. Open the garage door. And see what's going on outdoors. And the only real reason I need to do this is because I'm expecting a package today. I did order some parts. I ordered a little thing. I ordered a remote switch that I'm going to build into something. And I might make something really crazy, but I actually need two remote switches, but I already have one, blah blah blah, so I had to order one. And it's supposed to arrive today, but I do not see it out here. Oh, but here's my kitty in the window. Hi, Peppa. Hello. Hi, she's waving. She's pawing at the glass, as usual. Okay, so it's a kind of a lovely day. It's 10 degrees. Let's see what's in the mail. Oh, I did get some mail. Oh, there's Shannon, my neighbor. I did get a mail. I got some of the regular crap, but what is the mail? Oh, it's some bank thing. What am I doing with this bank thing? I don't know. Is this a real bank thing, or is this bank junk mail? I think this is bank junk mail. Should I just throw it in the... No, I better hang on to it just in case. I'll open it later. We gotta tell Shannon to check his email. Where did he go? I don't know where he went. But I'm now walking out to the curb. Because today is Let's Pick Up the Trash Day. Did the trash get picked up yet? I don't think so. Usually, the bins have their lids open if they are still... Yes, I got trash in the trash can. And, okay, so nothing interesting is happening. That fork is still in my driveway. I'm really confused. And there's my cat in the window. I got a fork in the driveway. I've got a cat in the window. Let's just wait here a second. I'm going to open this up. Open up my mail. In the wind. And what is this? Is this junk mail? Yeah. This is just junk. But it has a fake credit card in it. Dear Tobe, as a valued customer, you are among the first to receive this special magic... now I can't read it. This special deduction by getting... Yeah, I don't want your stupid fake-ass credit card. Well, actually, I do. How do I get the crap off of it? There we go. So all the paper junk goes in the recycling bin, but I'm saving the fake credit card. The one that looks exactly like a credit card, and then on the back it says, this is not an actual credit card. Why do I love these so much? Because they're good for cleaning. What? Tobe, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, no, I use these to clean my bathtub. Where did Shannon go? I think he went in the backyard. I'm going back inside. He needs to check his email, because I emailed him. Hopefully this will remind him. Just seeing me and waving at me, hopefully it will remind him. So anyway, I like to use these fake plastic credit cards to clean my bathtub, because they make great scrapers. They scrape well, they have a flat edge. Let's go back inside. And they're a little bit flexible, so they can get into the corners. And here's my kitty. Hello, kitty, baby numps. Yeah, you want to shred up the carpet? Oh, let's shred the carpet. It's so fun. You going to shred up the carpet for me so I have to trim it so I can vacuum it later? Oh, yeah, you can rub your face against my knee. It's not going to do anything. You want to talk on the radio? maybe if we start walking up into the KITCHEN, she'll start, yep, now she's following. What are you doing? You gonna tear up the carpet there too? You're such a carpet shredder. Walking up the stairs, my cat slipped running up the stairs. Yeah. Are you gonna chew on the paper towel bag now? Don't you want some kitty water? Yes, you want the magic word water? And she doesn't want to talk. She says, no, I'm not talking on the radio. I'm just going to rub up against you. So, okay, we're going to walk into the kitchen here. She'll circle around and come in through the entrance on the other side. And now here we are.
I've got the jug. Do you want some kitty water?
Now, we're going to sit here until my cat says something. You want some kitty water? Oh, yeah, look at your cup. That 100 milliliter cup only has 98 milliliters in it.
It's empty.
Oh, she's looking at me. She says, why aren't you pouring the water?
Because I want you to talk. Last night you were giving me the yangs.
Yeah, this isn't going to fly. So let's take the lid off. And here's what you do. You put the water jug right next to the cup. You let a couple drips fall out, and then you hold the jug so that the mouth of the jug just touches the rim of the cup. Now, this means my cat thinks water is flowing from the jug to the cup, and so she's just now drinking the water that's already in the cup. Pretty clever, huh? Yeah, let's listen. And that's the kitty drinking the kitty water. It's delicious. And you may be wondering, Tobe, do you have to stay there? Yeah, I do. I'm kneeling here. And I've got the jug resting on the floor and on the rim of the glass, but I have to sit here and have my hand on it, because if I take it away, the cat thinks that the water is not flowing from the jug to the cup anymore, and she starts to say, give me some water, I want kitty water.
Yeah, you're getting kitty water. It's so delicious.
Yeah, look at this obvious flow of kitty water.
Look, here's some more drips.
She stopped drinking, so now I have to actually tilt the jug up so she can see that, yes, there are in fact some little drips of water flowing from the jug to the kitty cup. Okay, now she's done and walking away. Good. And there seems to be a little bit of cat hair in the kitty cup water, so I'm just gonna grab that real quick. Yeah, don't know if I got it or not. Okay, now we'll stand back. Oh, no, I thought we were done. Now the cat has come back.
Look, it's full. It's so damn full, you can drink it. You can just drink it. It's okay. You can just...
Okay, let's see what happens if I take the jug and don't take the cap off and just tilt it here next to the cup. Is she going to buy it? Not buying it.
You're not easily fooled. You weren't born yesterday. You're not a kitty sucker. Yeah, there's a sucker born every minute, but they're not cats. Yeah, my kitty's not a sucker.
So I had to take the cap off the kitty water jug, and now I'm tilting it on the floor again, and it's resting up as my cat drinks. Okay, now are you done? You're done. I'm deciding that you are done. Because actually, this is sort of making my back hurt. So if you want to drink kitty water, you have to drink it. Oh, you're done? Where are you going now? Go tell Shannon to email me. I heard sounds. What's happening outside? Looking out the front door. Am I across the street? Neighbor is doing something. Not the empty house neighbors. The other guy that works at NFM. Let's look out the Shannon side window. What's he doing? Nobody knows. The gate to the backyard is open. He's probably doing some yard work. Doing some cool stuff in his backyard. He's got a cool backyard that includes a zip line for his children. I want a zip line. Okay, so let's get down here into the action room. Because I gotta sit down. take this load off my back. Oh, and as I sit down here and look at the TV, we've got Peter Cushing sitting at a writing desk in a quilted smoking jacket that's just super dope. And I'm guessing this is one of the Hammer films. He's playing Van Helsing. This what is what? About? I'm trying to...
It's, you're damn rude, huh?
Is I'm it Fear of Dracula? No, this is... I gotta look. I don't. Oh, it's Frankenstein Must Be Destroyed. I was wrong.
It is fools like
the
you
Baron, Peter Cushing, makes a couple help him put a mad doctor's brain in another doctor's body. Yeah, making trans doctors. Well, this is such an appropriate film for today's woke culture. This is great.
Give you a parallel that you may just appreciate.
But this is not what we're
had
doing.
Had man not been given to invention and experiment, then tonight, sir, you would have eaten your dinner in a cave. You would have strewn the bones about the floor and then wiped your fingers on a coat of animal skin. In fact, your lapels do look somewhat greasy.
Oh, savage! Oh, Peter Cushing just absolutely tearing these guys new ones. Awesome. But it's time for some music. And I think we need some electronic synthy stuff. So let's go with, a few minutes of, how about Alexander Robotnik and his buddy Ludus Pinsky. Love that name, Ludus. That means something to do with games, right? I don't know how to speak Latin. some good stuff. What is he soloing on? What is that synth that he... Oh, I know what that... That's a wasp. That's a wasp, isn't it? Oh, my God. This guy has some of the craziest gear. Love this guy. Starting to really get into it. Sort of, in a way. This isn't quite exactly the music I tend to make, but we're not talking about that right now. I like this guy, I don't know, maybe because he's older than I am, and he's still just crushing it in this club. This was a live track that you were listening to. Where was this? Where is this? At the Combo Social Club in Fire, N-Z-E. Firenze. It's Firenze. Oh, it must be in Firom, the former Yugoslavia... The former Yugoslavic Republic of Macedonia, F-Y-R-O-M, Firom. I want to play a concert in Firom. So if you live in Firom, all my Macedonian listeners, give me a shout. Book me in your local club, and we'll do some synth business, because I like synth. What's that synth doing? It's weird. It's doing the same thing it was doing yesterday, which is this. And that keeps going for a while. That cycle is kind of long, so I'm just going to hit it there, whatever. Okay, yeah, this is weird and all, but what is it? What's it used for? What could this be used for? I don't know. Well, let's hook up some drums and see what happens. Plug in drums, test drums. That's not the drums. Push this button and then that button. Now we have drums, but they're not very loud. Yay. But now we have a problem. We need clock, and this is problematic, because we don't have any clock coming out of Florian. The clock is already used to do the weird clock tricks that Florian is already doing, so I guess we have to, see, this is why I need a buffered mult, is so that I can have more clock. And instead, we got to do this. So what are we going to do, Tobe? Oh, we're going to have to use one of the sequencer clocks. We're going to have to try to use... Let's start with number one. What the hell? And let's engage sync mode. And then we push start on the drums. And now we hit start on Florian. And let's see what happens. 3, 2, 1... The drums are clocking way too slow. Yeah. This isn't going to fly. So what happens if instead we just use one bar? This was a two-bar drum pattern. Maybe we can trick it. Just use one of the bars and go. That doesn't help. What happens if we go into the other clock? It's not any faster. We need a clock splitter. We need a clock splitter. No, we need actually a clock multiplier, because if the tempo is this far down on this thing, Oh my god, oh my god. How are we going to pull this off? Oh, I have an idea, but I don't like it. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to try it. I've got a Y splitter. But I know that it's not very good. There's a bad funky connection in it or something. And yeah, it feels weird. All right, so let's plug it into the clock. I'm now splitting the clock signal. And is this going to work? Kinda. Yeah, it works, but the problem here now is that we don't have... Well, the drum beat's not as fast as I want it to be. And to do that, we need to give it faster clock. And we need a... Well, we need a clock multiplier. That's weird, because usually you need a clock divider. We need a clock multiplier. And that's not something that I have. Is that something I even know how to make? I don't know. Am I going to be building stuff? I don't know. I just heard the trash guys pull up. Pretty soon, am I going to get a delivery for my electronic parts? And I got to order some more electronic parts so I can build things like the clock multiplier and buffered malts and stuff. I got to order some parts, but I'm not looking forward to scrolling through pages and pages of parts. But more importantly, I got to make some music. I finished my new track. I think you'll probably hear it tomorrow. I'll play you my new music tomorrow. And I realized that this new song that I have goes well with the other new song, so I might as well complete the trilogy. And so I have this idea of what I want this third song to sort of be slash sound like. This isn't it. This is just dorky. Although, you know, the funny thing is I could actually fix that drum beat because that, it's hard to explain, but we could go somewhere with this, but I'm not interested in doing anything with this. I gotta make some music that is the thing that I'm thinking in my head. But anyway, yeah, that's what we'll do tomorrow. You'll hear my new track, and I guess I need to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm going to play with my simps today and maybe make some electronics, so I'm going to have fun. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.